Amen.
Hi, friends. I'm so sorry for calling, but I think the call dropped earlier, so I waited for a few minutes to call you back.
Yes, it did.
But yeah.
So I don't have, I just went on to the contact information. I don't have you guys blocked on messages, so I'm not sure what's going on.
Yeah, it's not actually blocked, though, but it seems that I believe that you maybe mistakenly or accidentally clicked or sent stop, I believe, way back in February. So, yeah, to just enable it, you can just click or text start. That's it.
And what do I have to do? Because I'm on the messages. It looks like the last thing we've received was February 5th.
Yes, and then on February 6th, it looks like we receive a message that says stop, and that's opted out the SMS notification right after from the number and the
thing. I don't see anything. I'll just take a look here. Yeah, I don't see anything. As the last thing I received was on the 5th that says, you have new reviews, and then it says log in. I don't have anything after that date.
A text actually came from, I'm so sorry, I wasn't able to inform you this. The stop message came from the phone number ending in 0364. I'm not sure if you have access to that phone or if it's under
No, I don't have that number. That's the old number.
I understand. So what we're going to do, we're going to remove this phone number instead. But at the moment, yep, I recommend you to send stop at the moment, and I'll take care of fixing this phone number. I'll go ahead and let them know that this number is no longer working.
Yeah, we haven't had that number for a while.
All right. And then, so, yep, that's the only thing that you have to do to re-enable it. And so far, as mentioned, the address and phone number is already working and shouldn't be having any problems in the future as well.
Okay. I'm just going to log in right now. We'll go on to Google and see. So I do see Yelp has been updated. That one has been updated. MapQuest still says, it says Columbia, but then it says located in New Bedford. And then there's one right below it that says A&N Appliance and Install. And then it says under the contact information on our website, it still has the 774-301-0364. And then it says New Bedford.
And Yelp, is that correct? And MapQuest? Let me see if we have access there, Yelp, because I don't remember that we have.
No, Yelp is all set. Yelp is good. Mm-hmm. Yelp shows the correct information. It's MapQuest. And then also under our website, the A&N Appliance Service.com, and then it has like a arrow with the contact under the contact. It's showing, like, on just, like, if I put A&N Appliance under Google, it still shows the old phone number, and then it says New Bedford. But when I click on the actual contact information to get to our website, it has the correct one.
Just saying, let me go ahead and double-check that you're willing to have you in the phone.
Yeah.
All right, let me go ahead and confirm with our team that we're going to MapQuest, because I don't think we're doing MapQuest anymore.
Okay.
I have them corrected it for you, but just to figure with Google, there's also showing up Facebook. I think that's our Facebook business page. This one also shows New Bedford, but again, we don't have access to your Facebook business page, so this is something that you might be able to remove or change as well. But so far,
I tried to, so I was able to.
Okay.
I'm actually into it because I was able to update like the cities, but when I go to the actual, let me go there 1 second. Settings, and page details. So when I go to the page details and hit the edit to delete, to update the city, let me see if it lets me do it now. When I try to put in Columbia, it's not pulling up Columbia, South Carolina. It says California, Washington. So it doesn't let me take the New Bedford out.
I understand. Well, I really recommend you to reach out to Facebook. Unfortunately, we don't have access to your Facebook business page. You can give us access to it and see if we can maybe make the changes on your behalf. I can send you a link or an email right now, and you can give us access to it. But otherwise, yeah, you might need to contact Facebook about this one.
Yeah, if you can send me an email, then I will get to that. But everything else on the Facebook, I was able to update, minus that part, like where it says places and stuff like that. It doesn't let me update it for some reason.
Understand. Sure. As soon as we have access to your Facebook business page, then we can definitely reach out to your Facebook team and see if we can have it corrected. But so far, for the MapQuest, I'll check out our team if we're still doing MapQuest, because I believe we're no longer doing MapQuest. I reviewed here as well in our end. And then lastly as well, I think you sent us a text, but only high on it. So it should be start, the word start itself.
Then
we can re-enable it.
Okay, I just resend it.
All right, thank you. Let me go and confirm that here. Yeah, it looks like it's enabled now. So also going to take care of removing the other phone number, and then 0364. By any chance, I also just wanted to confirm, do you have access still to the phone number ending in 0621?
0621? I don't even know what number that is.
Okay, you don't have any. Okay. Oh, okay. Because, yeah, it's actually related to the text as well, because I received two texts here, one from the 0621 and one from the 0364 that says stop. So I would definitely say that it might be from the person who actually has access to the old number. But, yeah, I'll make sure to take care of it so we can stop this from happening again.
Okay.
Wait, I think that's it for me today. Do you have any other concerns just to make sure?
None right now.
All right. And thank you for your time again, Jennifer. Have a great one, okay? I'll take care of everything that you need today.
Thanks. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.